If you have one of these, I guess you could call it a disorder, but it's kind of like a rare condition, almost like a superpower. If you have any of this, we would love for you to call in and kind of explain what you've got. 317-239-1009. But there's this nurse with a rare condition, and she claims that she can physically feel a patient's pain, and that she can actually kind of speak for babies, because little babies can't talk, but there's been some incidences in hospitals where these babies are having reactions to something, they're acting weird, but obviously a baby can't talk, mm-hmm. and she's like, hey, I think this is what's wrong, and she's been right.
I speak baby. So this chick's name, this is the coolest story. So Megan Pullman is her name. She lives in Missouri. Only 1.6% of people have, which is mirror touch synesthesia. It's an extremely rare neurological condition that enables people to feel others' emotions and physical pain.
Never heard of this in my life.
I know. So she said, growing up, she said, I just thought I was overly sensitive. I'd mirror my mother's troubles and complex feelings I didn't understand or know what to do with. Things would bother me so much more than they did to other people. I would stress for someone else and I couldn't let it go because I would be so worried about them. This sounds like Joe.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're saying. That's not me.
You stress for other people for sure. So in an urge to help others feel better, that's what kind of led Megan to become a nurse. She's only 30 years old. And then she still didn't really understand till about 6 years ago why she had this connection. So she was diagnosed with MTS, which I don't really know what that is. But she kind of read about the condition online after meeting with other synesthesia researchers. I guess this is the type of synesthesia, like I said, where you can like feel and mirror people's emotions or physical pain.
Mm-hmm.
So she said it took convincing. So she didn't believe that she had it at first. And then she kind of came around and now knows that she doesn't have the regular gut intuition everyone else does. She has something extra. So at first she's like, no, I just have really strong gut intuition, because every human being has that. And then the doctors were trying to tell this girl, Megan, no, you have like spidey sense off the hook, girl.
But
like,
I still have never heard of it. I feel like it's a made up thing.
Synesthesia?
Yeah, like I've never heard of that in my life.
So, okay. So here's the thing. So one of the first times that she was able to use her gift to help a patient.
What did she do?
So she realized that a teen girl was recoiling every time a male relative walked in the room. So she said her spidey senses went off, telling her that something was very wrong. She said, I felt the urge to run away. My head started to spin. I was sick to my stomach. I felt shame and that I would do anything to not be around this man. After only a few minutes of talking to the girl, I knew that she was being abused. So she kind of approached her after feeling all the emotions that she was feeling, and then got her to admit that she was being abused by this male relative.
Okay, I'm kind of there. Like, if she actually felt the feeling, because you can look at somebody and say, oh, she looks uncomfortable.
Another time, she started getting headaches while tending to a baby in the intensive care unit, helping doctors discover that the child was having an adverse reaction to a drug that he was on. So he was taken off the drug, and the next night when she visited him, he was much improved and was a different baby. So that is really, truly like a superpower I feel like you would see in a movie. But here's the thing. A lot of people have synesthesia, but there's all these different kinds. And what it is you have two of your senses that are not supposed to be related that become related. So Kanye West has this, and when music plays, he actually sees colors as music plays.
Does Kanye West really do that, or is that just him being crazy? Does he really have that, or is that one of those crazy statements that he makes?
I believe that he has it because it is a real thing.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I have synesthesia.
Oh, great.
I do.
I
don't have. So some people will smell things when you say different words. Some people, like Kanye West, sees color when music plays. This girl has MTS, mirror touch synesthesia. I have where I associate numbers with a map. So if you say any number, I cannot in my head see it on a map.
Two.
Like and it's a specific map to me that never changes. So ever since I learned how to count, every single time I'm counting or someone mentions a number or a decade, like a year, it always is on a certain map with different colors in
two.
My brain. Yeah.
What's two?
It's on a map. So I can't explain it to you. It's only something I can see in my head. But when it comes to months of the year, I see a 3D map around me and I associate a certain color with every single month of the year. And it never changes either.
This makes no sense.
I know. So I can actually, I'll do it and I'll put it on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show and Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. I will draw you what my map looks like for months of the year and for counting like 1 through 20. I'll show you what that looks like.
You're gonna give us a peek into your head?
I'll give you exactly what it looks like in my brain. And see, I realized that I had this in high school. I was doing a book report on a certain author and it said it on his biography or whatever that he had synesthesia. Well, I'd never heard of that. So I was looking into it and I was like, wait a minute. I have this. And then I got freaked out because I didn't know that that wasn't normal to not count with a map like that. So I walked upstairs and I was like, Mom, when you count, do you see numbers on a map? And she's like, no, what are you talking about? And that's when I realized that what I do is different than everybody else.
317-239-1009. Does anybody have this word that sounds like anesthesia? Some kind of
synesthesia.
Synesthesia. Do you have that? Also, maybe you have some kind of weird superpower. My mom's got kind of like a premonition thing, which is a little bit different, but 317-239-1009.